You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's July 2nd, 2020. I'm Emma Isaac, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. Starting July 3rd at midnight, using face masks will be mandatory in all public places, including retail businesses, parks, and churches. This new order is there to help the public stay safe and prevent more COVID-19 cases. Right now, Idaho has more than 6,300 COVID-19 cases with 92 deaths. Teton County has 20 confirmed cases with no deaths. The CDC recommends people wear face coverings in public, especially when social distancing is hard to maintain. The Eastern Idaho Public Health District and Teton Valley Healthcare Management and medical staff have also recommended this to prevent the spread of the virus. Mayor Johnson says it's necessary that everyone wears a face mask. This emergency order will be in effect for a minimum of 7 days. For more information, go to dregsidaho.org. The city of Victor may follow suit. The Post Register reports the mayor has put a discussion on the agenda about face masks for the next city council meeting on July 8th. You can watch the meeting on the city's Facebook page. Tonight is the Whoopie Days Rodeo here in Rexburg, and student reporter Sol Spanish Baird has the story.
The COVID-19 pandemic has canceled event after event this year, but Madison County's Whoopie Days Rodeo is definitely happening.
So the gates open both nights, Friday and Saturday at 5 o'clock. My recommendation is to get there then. The pre-sold tickets are sold out.
Chris Johnson, the Fair Board member at Madison County Parks and Recreation, said this rodeo is one of the first rodeos happening in 2020 in eastern Idaho. So this will be a fun way to celebrate the 4th of July. The rodeo is this Friday and Saturday.
So we had a large number of contestants looking to turn out. So the event should be full. We anticipate a packed event.
Some of the events include mutton bustin', one of the kids' favorite mini bucking bulls, parade, and of course some festive fireworks. Also be ready because there might be some giveaways. And just before and after the rodeo on Friday, you can catch the Rexburg Farmers Market.
Saturday after the parade, there'll be a jump house celebration going on there all day, also before the rodeo. So all in all, it should be a fun weekend.
Tickets are on sale at the gate both Friday and Saturday at 5. The rodeo starts at 6:15. BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Sol Spanos Bear.
That was student reporter Sol Spanos Baird. Today, the state of Idaho launched a new website to help people know how to recreate safely during the COVID-19 pandemic. The site is part of the Recreate Responsibly Idaho campaign that started in the spring. The website includes information about what to do in congested areas, how to maintain social distancing, where to find activities, and other information. Governor Brad Little says the most important thing to rebound our economy is to continue to stay safe and maintain healthy boundaries, but to also take advantage of Idaho's outdoor recreation opportunities.
We're encouraging people not only outdoors, but in all our recreational activities to stay here in Idaho. We've got lots of outdoors, and we just encourage people to use it.
The website is recreate.idaho.gov and includes a spot where you can enter your email to receive a newsletter and updates about recreating safely. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for July 2nd, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.